Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I have given them their flowers, all right? As a matter of fact, not only have I given them their flowers, but in about an hour, they're going to get me a burger. Because, as you guys know, Daryl and I made a burger on over-under win totals before the season, and a week ago, my burger bet was clinched. All they had to do was win 83 games. They're at 87 wins now. So there's a lot about the Guardians that I'm very excited about. I think they're going to do really, really well in the postseason. But someone, please tell me, why in the blue hell is Miles Straw back with his team? I want to say, I think Miles Straw seems like a really good dude. So this is not personal against Miles. This is merely a professional opinion, having watched him play for 2.5 seasons, that the man is effectively caca at the plate. And it would be one thing if he was caca at the plate when it came to contact, but maybe he walked a lot, right? That's not the case with Miles Straw. Well, okay, sure, cannot make contact to save his life, but the man's got 40 home run power. Doesn't even have that. And I've seen people, like my guy Mike Carroll on Twitter, saying that you can never have too much speed or defense in the playoffs. The Miles Straw move makes perfect sense, except for the fact the guy's not a good baseball player. And every single baseball player, it was the same with Omar Vizquel and Ray Ordonez, two of the great shortstops, defensive shortstops of the last 30 years. While defense might be your calling card, there is a bare minimum threshold of hitting that you have to do to be able to be playable. And if this is just about the final 11 regular season's games of the year, get it, totally not a big problem. If Miles Straw is on the playoff roster, do not make me say mean things to you. I like Antonetti. I like Chernoff. I like Vody Bodhi. I don't even know why I said that. I'm just trying it out. Just like Manzardo Delgado. But I'm trying things as we go through here. But I like this team. I like this organization. I don't do the low-hanging fruit thing of smacking around the Dolans whenever I feel like a jaded Guardians fan. All right? I try to be good to them. I try to be good. But if you put Miles Straw on the playoff roster in October and you give him the outside whispers chance in hell at being this year's Michael Martinez, you think I get mad when the Browns get their booty spanked by Dallas week one? Wait until Miles Straw, his bat, right? Because you're going to say, well, but his glove could save a game. Okay, what's more likely? Miles Straw's glove saves a game in the playoffs, or Miles Straw's bat costs you a game in the playoffs? Because the same logic that allows us to think that, well, maybe Michael Martinez won't kill you in 2016, he killed you in 2016. And I get it. I get it that Will Brennan is just the side of booty cheeks. I get it that Jonkensi Noel goes 0 for nothing for like a week, and then all of a sudden he finds the taps into that power and gives you a week to think about. I get that this team is not the 1927 New York Yankees, but somehow you made them worse. And maybe the thought was, we're paying him $5 million. Why not give him a chance to be on the roster? Because he's not any good. And so I went because I'm in, you know me, I like to be a fair guy here. All right. Occasionally I'm the prince of professionalism. That's not a real thing, nor would it be true. So I went, I was like, well, let's see Miles Straw's numbers at Columbus this year. Is there a trend that you can glom onto? Mind you, the two previous years, his high water mark for OPS was 597. Do you realize how bad that is? There were like 30 players full-time in baseball this year that qualified. So 30 qualifying players in baseball to have an OPS below 700 this year. So 700 is not the average. Average is probably closer to 750-ish. So below 700 is the turlet. All right? It's the dumper. It's the outhouse. It's the not any freaking good. And at AAA in Columbus, Miles Straw's OPS was 650 with a 240 batting average, 3 home runs, 47 RBI. Who thought this was a good idea? So today, I'm a pacifist. Today, I am not going to put these gloves on, these metaphorical boxing gloves. I'm not going to do it. The weather's great. We got a chance to get another dub tonight against these Twins. And there's some slap ass named Zebby Matthews who fought for the South and lost in Civil War. Well, we're going to win one for the North again today by beating Zebby Matthews' ass. I believe it. I feel it in my bones. So I'm not doing this today. But so help me God, you put Miles Straw on the playoff roster. Even if the dude doesn't play a game, I don't care. The first day I see his name on the playoff roster, guys, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. I don't want to do this. I just want to be good about the Guardians. We're getting ready for the playoffs. I'm feeling good. The vibes are immaculate. Miles Straw, being in any position to be this year's Michael Martinez, will glitch me back to 2016, and I will be forced to say, glitch, please. 216-474-0092. Miles Straw's back. Is this the dumbest idea you've ever heard?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.